Well, today we have a very short gospel reading from St. Matthew chapter 8, and it is Jesus calming the storm. And this made such a deep impression upon all the apostles that it's actually mentioned in 3 out of the 4 gospels. And we have here some of the details found in today's gospel, as well as when you look at what the other evangelists wrote about this event. We know this occurred in the evening. It was getting dark, and typically there would not be these kind of storms on the Sea of Galilee at night. Normally the storms would come in the late afternoon, like they do here in the DC area, where you get these severe thunderstorms in the late afternoon, and that cools things down. And then at night, you don't normally have these kind of storms. So the apostles had gone out onto the Sea of Galilee at night. That's when most of the people did their fishing at that time, when it was nighttime. And Josephus, the Jewish historian, says there was always about an average of 300 boats on the Sea of Galilee at all times out there fishing. And so the apostles were out on the boat, and it was at night, but something severe happened. A violent storm came up. And again, this is not necessarily uncommon on the Sea of Galilee. The Sea of Galilee is a very small body of water. It's only about 13 miles by 7 miles, so it's not a huge body of water, but it is rather deep. It's 150 feet deep. But the fact that it's at 680 feet above sea level, actually below sea level, means that storms can appear very suddenly because it's surrounded by mountains. So you can get these storms that can come very quickly over the Sea of Galilee. Well, on this occasion, the apostles are caught off guard. And according to, again, historians, the waves could get to be 20 feet high on the Sea of Galilee during these storms. And so the apostles are terrified. They're caught unprepared. And Jesus is sound asleep by the stern on a cushion. So that tells us Jesus was a sound sleeper. Imagine that, 20-foot waves crashing over the boat, and Jesus was sound asleep, which really does show the humanity of Christ, that he had worked hard all day long, he was totally exhausted, and he was a sound sleeper in the boat. And so the apostles wake him up, and they're terrified, and they say, "Lord, save us, we are perishing. Lord, save us, we are perishing." The fathers of the church, the doctors of the church, say that this really represents what happens to the church as a whole during times of persecution, and to individuals themselves during difficult times. So we all have what's called the storms of life, right? We all experience the storms of life. Challenges, difficulties, financial struggles, loss of a job, loss of a relationship, loss of a loved one, when things seem to be spiraling downwards, when we're caught in the storms of life. And the fathers of the church say that the church as a whole can experience this during persecution. And we all cry out to God, "Lord, where are you? Where are you in my struggles and my problems and my difficulties? And where are you when the church is being persecuted? Where are you when the country seems to be going downhill so quickly?" When we look at what's happening in our society right before our very eyes, the storms of life, and we can cry out in our prayer, "Lord, where are you? You know, where are you?" And it seems that God is asleep. He's not responding. He's not answering our prayers. But he is there. And when the Lord wakes up, before he reprimands and rebukes the storm, he rebukes the apostles' lack of faith. That's what he rebukes first, is their lack of faith. And he says, "O men of little faith, did you not know that I am here, I am with you, and all I have to do is stand up and immediately rebuke the wind and the storm, and it is calm." So even though it seems that maybe God doesn't answer our prayers right away, or it seems, "Where is the Lord?" in times of persecution of the church or in times of difficulty when you're drowning spiritually or in other ways, the Lord is obviously right there. And you just have to have great faith. This is the year of faith, so we should try to do everything we can to develop our faith, to grow in our faith, and to really have that faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Even though it seems that he's sound asleep on a cushion or he doesn't answer our prayers, the Lord is there in the boat with us. He's there in the church. He's there in our own individual lives. And he is there. We just have to have the great faith to call out to him and to trust him that he will calm the storms in our life.